Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a letterhead to be addressed. It is just the letterhead for this patient and the doctor. Patient's name is Joanne Berg, B-E-R-G. Address is 1825 Apple View Way, Paradise, California, 95969. Her phone is 530-519-1369. ID is XXX-XX-0585. It is addressed to Dr. Julie Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R, M-D, 1645 Esplanade Suite 1, Chico, California, 95926-3367. The clinical indication, neurological referral for evaluation of possible cognitive decline. Subparagraph, current complaints of forgetfulness. Below that, it should be current medications, potassium citrate, levothyroxine, bupropion, metformin, losartan, Victoza, citalopram, pravastatin, losartan, dear Dr. Archer, Joanne Berg for initial evaluation on September 17, 2024, subparagraph, she was recently seen for reevaluation and follow-up on October 15, 2024, new paragraph. She returned with the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life Questionnaires. Subparagraph, she reports no difficulty in communication. Subparagraph, she does describe sleep disturbances with ruminative thinking at bedtime, daytime sleepiness, initial insomnia. Next paragraph, she describes no significant decline in her symptoms of well-being. She did describe some emotional instability and decreased sense of lovability. She described slight symptoms of anxiety, including being easily started and being in situations that make her worry. She described some symptoms of depression. With rare feelings of depression, rare symptoms that her life was empty, rare symptoms of feeling worthlessness or feeling unhappy, rare symptoms that everything she did was done with an effort. Her symptoms of feeling critical for her mistakes, feeling sad or lonely. Some troubles feeling focused, at times feeling emotionally exhausted. Feeling that she needed help for depression. Subparagraph, she reported rare symptoms of emotional and behavioral discontrol. Subparagraph, she reported symptoms of fatigue, being too tired to do some things that she wanted to do. She had some symptoms of cognitive dysfunction, such as getting things organized, remember where things were placed or put away, difficulty with remembering errands. rare instances of making mistakes more easily, difficulty finding words on the tip of her tongue, having to reread to understand, difficulty doing more than one thing at a time, trouble remembering new information, trouble remembering tasks, names of familiar people, trouble thinking clearly, reactivity to things that were said or done, trouble forming thoughts, slow thinking, hard to pay attention, or making mistakes. Trouble with concentration, trouble getting started on simple tasks, trouble making decisions, trouble planning out steps of a task. She reported only infrequent satisfaction with social roles and activities. She reported little difficulty with lower extremity functional mobility. She reported occasional feelings of stigmata. new paragraph. New paragraph. MR brain imaging completed on October 7, 2024 showed a decline in hippocampal volume less than 1% normative, with temporal cortical volume at the second percent. Findings consistent and suspicious for Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. Laboratory testing for dementia and Alzheimer's risk biomarkers showed findings of dyslipidemia, hyperglycemia, minor renal insufficiency, some renal function disorder, with a normal blood count. Subparagraph, pending studies include Alzheimer's dementia biomarkers, paragraph. Joanne has been contacted and scheduled for reevaluation with the results of her more advanced Alzheimer's disease biomarker panels, anticipating additional evaluation for Alzheimer's disease, including amyloid PET CT imaging, followed by consideration and for referral to an Alzheimer's amyloid infusion program. New paragraph. At this time, she has minor features of cognitive impairment and a neuroquantitative MRI scan that is highly suggestive of the early findings of Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.